So,
yeah. One thing I'd like to highlight about that is
please.
Just an example of the benefits of the fresh milk is that there's an enzyme that exists in fresh milk called phosphatase,
yes.
which is essential for the absorption of calcium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that.
And one of the tests for complete pasteurization is the absence of phosphatase.
Okay.
So here we have an industry that promotes pasteurized milk as helping with osteoporosis, but then it takes out the very enzyme that we need to digest and absorb the calcium.
I need to get me some raw milk. I do.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, now, we will have the website you just mentioned, the company or the place that has done the research on the raw milk. Is there a way that anybody can website or email address, or if you want to give it out, do you have anything set up on the internet? Because we've talked to you, so you're at least a neighbor, and that might carry more weight than somebody they've never heard of. Do you have anything set up, Liz?
Set up for what?
Like on the internet. Somebody could go look at a website.
Oh, right, for the Maryland Independent Consumers and Farmers Association.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the organization I founded to kind of promote the direct farmer-to-consumer sales.
Okay.
That's www.micfa,
M-I-C-F-A, okay.
.net.
.net, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have both those links. Mm-hmm. And will that link also allow anybody to get in touch with Delegate Kipke?
No, that would be the Maryland General Assembly homepage.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, especially if you're looking for a healthier alternative for your family, you might want to check these websites out.
Look into it. I have read, I'm not going to get off on a tangent here or just narrow this down to one little thing because health benefits are health benefits, period.
Uh-huh.
But I have read, and it was a long time ago, that a lot of people have gotten on fresh milk to overcome autism. Am I talking completely out of my rear end, Liz, or is that available research other people can read, too?
Well, some families with autistic children do turn over to fresh milk products.
Uh-huh.
Primarily, to begin with, they use a lot of yogurt and butter.
Mm.
And then at some point, sometimes those children can and do very well on the fresh milk.
Okay.
What you might have heard about is the allergies and asthma.
Well, those two I have read about a lot. You see that everywhere.
Right.
I just remember going one step further, I've read some article about, and it wasn't like it was happening every day to hundreds and hundreds and thousands of children, but I know there were some people who were dealing with autism, and this really lessened it. I don't know, I won't say it cured it or defeated it, but they were functioning much better than what they were before.
A lot of families do experience that.
Wow.
But it's not necessarily, you know, there's so many different levels of autism, so it's not necessarily going to address everything at once.
Well, since they just took the vote back on, like, the 14th, do you have to wait a year to get another vote to try and try this again?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, wow.
We can start again in January.
Okay. Well, we'll have both websites on the morning show page at 1069theeagle.com. And if you want to join Liz and
get more information on this.
And get more information and make this. And you know what I say. Think for yourself. Go read it. Get the information. Then you make the decision. Liz, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Cougar.
It's a Pure Prairie League at the Eagle.